Welcome to the Curiosity Chamber. Oh my God. All right. Enough of that. Jesus. That song gets me amplified, my man. Holy shit. That's a. Play more. Nah, I'm catching a goddamn Holy Ghost. Turn that shit off. God damn, I can't even concentrate when I'm playing that because I just catch like this Elvis wave in me. I just start moving and shuffling. God damn that. Play that shit again. Turn it up. Nah. Ooh. Dope Lilo. Jesus walks, baby. All right, what's up, everyone? Oh my God, breaking a sweat. Jesus. You know what? Music changes the way you feel, all right? And if you don't believe that, you yourself. Sorry, I'm starting off hot. That music makes me aggressive. And if I was listening to some trance or techno, maybe some polka music, wouldn't be this amplified. Probably be a little bit more chilled. So music definitely has a feeling on how you feel. Shit, man. What's going on, people? I'll tell you what. Some people need to stop worrying about the damn illegal aliens that are being let in at the border. And you need to start worrying about all the fucking calories that you're shoving into your human garbage disposal. I'm talking about your mouth, your pie hole. I went to a lake today, and I renamed it. It's usually called Twin Lakes, but everyone that I saw walking was like in real bad shape, like hobbling, and there was a fucking person crawling on their hands and knees, person with a neck brace on, wheelchair, couple canes, the dual welding canes. So I'm changing that to Ailment Park, Ailment Lake. It was incredible. People were waddling, like maybe a fake hip or something, but they didn't look too old either. Just there's a lot of ailments I'm seeing. So, eating a lot of shit might put you there. You might end up at Ailment Lake if you don't. Anyways, so here's a good story. Here's a wonderful story for you guys. I don't have social media, but I do have access to Twitter or X. That's what they call it nowadays. And precursor. It's nighttime. I took a rip. I ripped a fat ass piece of devil's lettuce. You know, that devil's eggnog. Just took a fat ripper. All right, because I have restless sober syndrome, RSS for short, and I need to smoke something. So I smoke, take a hit of weed, and then I go to my bed, and I just kind of lay down. I'm like, all right, yeah, this is nice. This is cozy. Oof. You know, the high is starting to, it's not there yet, but I know it's going to come soon. So I just pull out my phone, and I start, I'm on LinkedIn a lot, so I was looking at LinkedIn. Then I clicked on X, aka Twitter, and God damn, man, the first video I see locks me in, and there's this guy who is protesting. I don't know what building it was in front of, but he was protesting. And he is dousing himself in gasoline. Gasolina, as the Mexicans would say. And then he pulls out a lighter, I believe. And the guy videotaping is screaming. He's like, hey, hey, because there were police nearby. He's like, hey, hey, this guy is lighting himself on fire. This guy is lighting himself on fire. And then the dude that doused himself in gasoline flicks the Bic, whatever the light source was. And he goes up in flames. goes up in flames instantaneously. Whoa! Just, oh, why am I watching this right now? All right. And it's just like, I'm sitting here watching this man burn to a white pulp. Because when shit gets real hot, think about like a rotisserie chicken. What color is that? Like when you start eating the meat, it's white because it's fucking cooked, I think. I'm not sure. I'm not a farm doctor, but I'd imagine that's what happens when you get muscle to a very high temperature, it turns white. So this man that I'm watching burn to a white pulp is not screaming at all. The man that's on fire is not screaming, which is very disturbing to me, even more disturbing. And it was probably the most graphic shit I've seen in my entire life. Just a guy melting before my eyes. And at this moment, I become high as fuck. I start losing my mind. The high is fully submerged in my brain, and I'm watching a man melt in front of my eyes, high as fuck. And, you know, the guy that's videotaping the thing is like, "Hey, man, this guy's on fire. Help, help." And the cops finally come and they start spraying him with a fire extinguisher. Now, I'm just going to say, if I was a cop, and I'm not even lying, this went through my head because maybe it was because I was high, or maybe it's because in my mind, it's a good decision. I would pull out my pistol first and shoot him in the head to put him out of his misery. Honest to God, that's what I would have done. Because he was laying on the ground and he like went stiff and dude, his fucking head is on fire. I freak out when I get oil splashed on my arms, my forearms. This guy's face, neck, back of the neck. That's a sensitive area. If I get a lady or hell, even a good looking man that fucking kisses the back of my neck, that's sensitive stuff right there. All right. So imagine an inferno. A burning inferno on the back of your neck. A real life fire. Burning you. I would shoot you. I would shoot you. And I don't know what would happen to me. I don't know if I would be arrested or lose my job or be deemed as a hero. I'm not sure. It can go either way. Depending on what angle someone got me on their phone would probably determine if I'm a hero or a murderer. And that's the sad truth. But man, somehow this dude who's on fire, entire body is on the ground, not making a noise. And this must have been like a minute, 30 seconds now of him being on fire. So, you know, everything is gone. Everything is singed. It's gasoline fire. And after they fire extinguish him, like still random fires would just kind of appear on his body. Or maybe like on the article of clothing that might still be there, like a belt. And you can see his stiff little arms trying to pat himself, trying to pat the fire out. So he's still alive, but charred to a crisp. So now it's about 3 minutes and he's just laying on the ground. And I'm so fucking high just watching this. And I'm thinking, what is going through your mind? Did you think you were going to die right away when you did this? This is not what you expected, sir. This is not what you expected. This is not what I expected after taking a fucking hit of devil's eggnog, sitting in my bed, watching a man melt away before my eyes. None of us expected this shit. And I hate to make it about myself, but this was traumatizing. And this guy ended, maybe you know the video that I'm speaking of. I don't know. It has to go. I'm sure it's viral. If I'm seeing it, just in plain view on X. Like I didn't have to fucking click like I'm 18 or older. It just showed it. It just showed it. You know what? Elon Musk, if you're listening, you should have something prompt you that says, "Are you high right now? Yes or no?" And if I click yes, if the patron clicks yes, don't show them any fucked up things. Just delete that. Get that off of the page. It shouldn't be if you're 18 or under, or, you know, do if you are you high? Are you under the influence of drugs right now? Yes or no? Yes. Okay. We won't show you someone on fire melting in front of your very eyes. because it's probably traumatizing. So anyways, they I don't know what the fuck they did. They put him on a gurney for whatever reason. Don't know why you would do that. You know, just put him in Santa's sack because he's fucking human coal right now. Just put him in a Santa's sack and bring him to the morgue. Put him on a gurney. Put him in the back of an ambulance, I guess. Are they trying to get money? Are they trying to, like, get an insurance thing? Because that's a $7,000 trip. Unnecessary. Bring him to the hospital. They keep him alive for 2 days. 2 days. Pull the plug. This, like, if you see what this guy looked like, there is no life after what just happened. You do not want to live. I'm pretty sure when you light yourself on fire, you don't want to be fucking alive anymore. Not everyone wants to be alive. I understand that. Let him die. Do not fucking try to bring him back to life. So back to my point, I would have shot him in the head and been done with it. These people try to keep him alive. 2 days. He did not expect that. There's no way. Oh, yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to this rally, light myself on fire, and, you know, people see it, and then I'll try to survive after that. And everyone was freaking out about, like, how no one's trying to help them that are recording it. What do you want? What do you want people to do? This man is doused in gasoline. You, like, if you take off your shirt and try to pat him down, you're, like, yelling, hey, stop, drop, and roll. Stop, hey. No, stop. Okay, now drop. Drop. Like, it's not going to work. All right? Yeah, so that was me a couple days ago, and I really haven't gotten over that yet. Wish I wouldn't have seen that. I did. So, feel free to go watch the video. I'm sure it's up. Just type in man sets himself on fire. And if you want to leave some comments, you sure can. You can go to thecuriositychamberpodcast.com. I'm sure there's a comment section there. Or hell, man, you can just email me at thecuriositychamber@gmail.com. I'll read some of your replies on this podcast. Okay. That was disturbing. Hope everyone's doing okay out there and you haven't driven yourself to, you know, set a human volcano on yourself. Cause I do get that life is hard and there's a lot of mental instability out there. I get that. But if we can just hang on, people. Just hang on. And for the people that are recording such events like that, just try to be mindful that that's going to make it. It's going to make it onto social media. And even if you don't have social media, I will still see it. So I recently stopped drinking something called Kratom. It was a big, big part of my life for maybe like 6 years. If anyone knows anything about Kratom, it's kind of like there's different strains. So there's strains that get you energetic, good for stamina, working out. There's other strains that mellow you out, sleepy time. You can take that, it'll unwind you, kind of decompress you, painkiller effects. So I was on, 4 grams in the morning and then 4 grams at night. So 2 drinks. And so I would start my morning off. I would drink a coffee and then wait about 30 minutes and then drink my first, it's a white Kratom. So it was a little bit more energetic. So I would drink that and that would hold me over until maybe like 9 at night. And then I would put 4 grams into microwaves, water, add a little orange juice, stir the Kratom and orange juice together and drink that. Kind of just mellow out and zonk out. I've done that for 6 years. Now, there is a withdrawal stage. There is a detox stage. And I was aware of it, but not when I got into Kratom 6 years ago. Like in the middle of it, 3 years, maybe 4 years, I was like, oh shit, let me do some research. Oh yeah, okay, this stuff can be addicting. Awesome. said no one ever. And everything was going cool. Everything was going good. Like, it made me feel real good and mellow out, which is cool. I mean, I didn't think anything wrong of it. I was still working out, working, you know, able to function. So I got really sick 3 weeks ago. 3 or 4 weeks ago, I got really sick. I took a Joe Rogan Alpha Brain On It pill before a hockey game. And either it was placebo. I don't think it was placebo because I felt like I can see through fucking walls. Like, I can see the play before it happens. I was ramped up. I was redlining hard the entire game, like 60 minutes. Just, I was hitting new gears on the ice. It was incredible. And I've never, that was the first time I've taken that On It stuff before a hockey game. And probably the last time I took an Alpha Brain, years ago. So I definitely felt something. And I played so good on the night that I took that Alpha Brain. I get home. So I get home probably maybe like midnight, 11 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And I make my red kratom, right, to unwind and then go to sleep. So I do that. And I wake up the next day it was like a fucking movie. What's the movie with Bradley Cooper where he takes that pill and he's able to like remember everything he's ever read or ever watched, and he was able to implement that into his life just because you were using like 100% of your brain? What was it called? Like laction toast, like limitless. Yep. That's what it felt like when you stop taking that limitless pill and you start like deteriorating and your eyes are bleeding and you feel all sorts of fucked up. You're having you're jonesing, like you're withdrawing, can't get out of your bed. That's how I felt. I was sick for about four or five days, just dehydrated as fuck. Didn't want to eat anything. I couldn't concentrate. I couldn't think. So the first day was the worst. All right. The first day after was just a complete nightmare. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I'm like, okay. I feel so bad right now that since I feel this bad, I might as well rip it off like a bandaid and go through the withdrawal of kratom because I don't want to drink that anymore. I just want to be natural. All right, get that shit out of my system. Just be natural. Besides smoking the devil's eggnog now, of course. But so 2 days go by and I am having night sweats like you wouldn't believe. I'm still sick as fuck. I feel lethargic, depression. Every thought I have is negative. It's like really bad. I can't sleep. So I'm insomniac. Still don't want to eat. I'm taking down liquids, which is cool. Couple days go by. I mean, I'm not getting any better. After about, I would say, seven to eight days, yeah, like a full week, the kratom withdrawals were gone. And so was that whatever the fuck it was from On It, Alpha Brain. Everything was out of my system. And I haven't touched kratom since. So I'm okay. I haven't taken kratom since. And my normal sleep schedule when I was drinking kratom for the 6 years or however long I was taking it, I would go to bed at roughly like 1 a.m., 1:30 a.m. and wake up. I would wake up not even knowing that I felt like shit. Because now that I'm off, I have like something to compare it to. So when I was on kratom, I would go to bed at like 1:30 and wake up 9 a.m., but still felt like shit and was kind of getting anxious. But now that I'm off of it and kind of just taking CBD and smoking a little weed, I've been going to bed at like 10:30 p.m., 10 to 11, waking up refreshed, having deep, deep sleeps, waking up 7:30 a.m., refreshed. First thing I do, what's the first thing I do? I go downstairs, I get a coffee, I take a poop, use my bidet. That's the most important thing to me, is getting a good bidet cleaning in before I do anything. If my bidet broke, wouldn't go outside. You wouldn't catch me. Nope. So I do that. Then I have a small oatmeal and a banana. Then I go work out. Then I come back. And then I have more meals. You know, what was happening when I was on Kratom is I didn't want to eat. There was something going on. I did not want to eat. That was suppressing my appetite. So I wouldn't eat. My first meal would be at fucking noon. And then my second meal would be at 7 o'clock. Some of you are probably saying, oh, well, that's good. You're intermittent fasting. Yeah, that would be good, except I do a fuck ton of cardio. I work out a lot. And it's mostly like I do supersets. I box. I run. I do so much cardio. I do hockey. I push sleds, stuff like that. So I need to get calories in, and I wasn't. So I was staying at this just like, I mean, it says it's a healthy weight, but to me, I did not feel like a man, to be complete honest. I felt like a little bitch, just being not to my full potential. Like I know what it feels like to feel full and your muscles feel full. I was the opposite of that. So I felt like my testosterone was down. Probably a lot of things were fucked up in my human organism. And I'm so happy that I got rid of Kratom. And if any Kratom drinkers are in here, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, you plan your whole day around when you can get your next Kratom drink in. Like, all right, I'll take one at 10 and I'll take one at 7. I can't travel, can't go out of the country unless I, you know, detox and go cold turkey, because you can't bring that shit anywhere with you. So your life kind of like revolves around, and you don't want to bring it to a friend's house because it's like, yo, can you boil this water for me? You know, or like just doing some weird shit. And it's not a good life to live. So I'm glad that shit's off of my plate. I've been sleeping so good, feel full. The vitamins that I'm taking actually feel like they do something now. Just feel relaxed and rested. I don't think I was sleeping well when I was on Kratom. It's a stimulant. So I was probably not getting very good sleep. So there's that. There's my testimonial. If you wanted to hear it, you're probably pissed off that I don't have someone on here, you know, to have a conversation with, because now you're just listening to me spiel about my life. But you already know that if you listen to this. Well, damn, people, what is it? Is it Passover today? L'chaim, shalom. For all you people that are my Jewish listeners, happy Passover. I don't know much more about that. You know what? Maybe you want me to look it up? You want me to give you a quick briefing on what it is, just so we're not ignorant? I got you guys. Hold on. Google. What is Passover, right? What is Passover? Passover story, meaning, tradition, and facts. Do we have like a quick snippet? What is... Okay, here we go. How about it, people? What is Passover and why is it celebrated? Passover in Judaism, holiday... commemorating the Hebrews' liberation from slavery in Egypt. Ooh, that's nice. Yeah, good. Get the fuck away from that. Slavery is... And the passing over of the forces of destruction, or the sparing of the firstborn of the Israelites when the Lord smote the land of Egypt on the eve of Exodus. Sorry for not saying that right. Exodus. I thought Passover was something about, this is going to sound maybe a little retarded to you guys, but I thought Passover was God passing over from being dead and then crossing over to heaven. Something along those lines. Sorry. I guess it's like, Hebrews' liberation from slavery in Egypt. Good for you. That's good. That's good. All right. There you go. You're welcome for teaching you that if you didn't know that. And I think we're going to end it there. I'm trying to get Tim Robinson onto the podcast. I don't know him. So it's probably, I'm just shooting off names. He's fucking hilarious. So I reached out to him. Probably won't happen. If it does, amazing. I also reached out to Theo Vaughn. And I think my next play is going to be like, hey, I'm a Make-A-Wish Foundation kid. I think that's the next play because I don't see any other way that I would get them on the podcast. But hey, thanks for listening to me. If you want to go check out that video of a man lighting himself on fire, you can do so. I do not recommend it. If you are high, absolutely stay the fuck away from that video. I don't know. I don't know what else to say, people. My views and my listens are going up, so I want to give a shout out to whoever the fuck all around the world is starting to listen. You know, thank you very much. I see you, Canada. I see you, Australia. Hey, put another shrimp on the barbie there. Hey, is that a fucking kangaroo? Punch him in the face. And New Zealand, the next door neighbor of Australia. I think you have the same accent too. So, hey, give me a beer. Yeah, fucking no. England, see you. Finland, that's a new one. Saw some Finnish people out there. Respect. Hockey puck, baby. Slap shot. Slap some pissers, you know, bar down. We love hockey here. Some Swedish, very good. Of course, the US of A. God damn, I'm saluting you right now. And who else we got? South Korea. Shout out South Korea. You're starting to pop in South Korea. That's cool. If I was a little bit younger, I would try to do one of those K-pop bands, but I think my prime is done when it comes to that. Who else? A couple in Japan. It's fucking off. France. France has been bossing. What's up, baby? Wee wee, motherfucker. Let me see that Eiffel Tower. Give me a cigarette and a chocolate. That's cool. Appreciate you guys, but thanks for listening. That's fun. It keeps me motivated. We'll try to get some good guests on here, all right? I'm trying. I'm doing my best. It's a one-man show, all right? One-man show, and I have half a brain. Thanks for being patient. Love you guys. Take care. Have a good week. And we will see you hopefully next week if we are all alive. All right. Peace.